Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, what's up?
Really nasty accident on the outer loop.
Really?
Yeah, I was coming in. The traffic was backed up. You know, I'm coming from Glen Burnie, so going towards that way just backed up for miles, man.
Really?
I think the left lane was shut down. There were like three fire trucks.
I just missed that.
Well, you're coming the other way.
I'm just saying I didn't see it at all.
Yeah, because it's down near me in Glen Burnie.
Okay.
On the outer loop. Okay. So, yeah, it's kind of, I think you're thinking I'm coming from Perry Hall still. But... Because you come 695 around, right?
Yeah.
On the outer loop. So, yeah. So, once you're getting towards, like, Catonsville, I'd say.
Okay.
It's just backed up for miles, man. Hopefully. I mean, it looked nasty.
Well, hopefully, everybody's okay in that one.
Yeah.
Well, traffic. It's
probably. I mean, look, it caused Gina to be late.
It caused her to be late. Sorry, Gina. About the accident there. I wouldn't be late today.
Do the people out there know, like, we're sitting here waiting, and then, like, it'll be 6 minutes into the show, 5 minutes into the show most days, and just like, oh, there's Gina.
There's Gina. For 5:30 show.
It's too good. What'd you have I didn't get it all the way?
No.
Did you do this to Jerry when he was here?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually didn't have to. Because the first thing he did
was
open that bad boy up. So I didn't have to. I think we were on the same page over there. We were on the same page.
I like it dark.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Don't wink at me there. Creep. Hey, so more proof that the NCAA is nothing.
Yeah.
The NCAA approved immediate eligibility for multi-time transfers. Which means this thing was held up in court anyway to where they couldn't stop them. So they basically say, we give up.
Yeah,
we tap out.
Go ahead and do it.
We give you the right to do it. The right to do something that you were doing anyway. Now, this is not for senior transfers who already have eligibility. This is, well, I played at Maryland my freshman year. I think I want to play at Virginia my sophomore year. And then, oh, by the way, I think maybe I'll go to UMass in my junior year. That's what this is.
Gives a lot of power to the athlete. Gives a lot of power to the athlete.
Now, what Joe just said, evidently, you have to be academically eligible, but that goes without saying.
You can't even play if you're not, right? Like, you can get by with certain things to a certain point, but at some point they're going to go, all right, you know, it's the end of the semester. Yeah, you're done.
So, I mean... Like you said, a lot of power to the athlete.
Well, because, all right, so what happens if I'm a ball player and I'm playing for Maryland, and then all of a sudden I hear about some NIL deal that I could get if I go to Fresno State. Okay, here I go to Fresno State. Then I play a year at Fresno State. I have an even better year. And then somebody from Oklahoma wants me. Oh, there's a big, okay, I'm going to Oklahoma now. Like, is that really what we're doing?
Yes, that's what we're doing now. Think about this. And someone asked me, would you ever want to go back to coach college basketball? No. No, it's worse than the pros. Pros have a contract. You know, if you're a pro, you sign a contract. Sign a 3-4 year contract, and we know you're here for those years unless we trade you. You know what I mean? Now, when the contract is up, now you can go shop yourself around. But, you know, if I have a player, if I'm coaching the pros, in the pros, and I have a player who's on a year-to-year contract, player's not that good, so I don't care. But if I'm coaching college basketball and I know my best player can leave and be immediately eligible, then there's no commitment to me. Mm-mm. You know, like you said, they own you now.
Well, the other, I mean, you think about it before. So if you wanted to transfer out, you'd have to sit out a year. And so there was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to waste a year of my, you know, trying to pick, like, I need
that's
to get
what stopped
it right
us
now.
From transferring.
Yeah.
That's what stopped me from transferring to college. I didn't want to sit out.
So the problem is you get, there's way too many athletes today. I'll just use basketball because it's the one that we both know firsthand, but you've seen it. There's too many coaches out there that cater to these kids. And then now college coaches have to cater to
yep.
them. And some of you may like it and say it's fair. Look, I feel like the kids should be getting some sort of stipend money for what they're doing. But letting them bounce around like this, I think we're just setting a bad precedent for the sport.
Stipend, yes. One transfer, yes. After that, it should be some kind of, yeah, you got to sit out, you got to do this, you got to do that. Pay the scholarship back for the second school, whatever. But this is not good.
Yeah, I don't like it. Got the hiccups. I don't like it at all, man. And again, I'm pro player. I thought it was wrong that coaches.
You never made a pro.
Huh?
You never made a pro.
No, I didn't want to go. I thought it would mess up my game.
Okay.
So, no, I'm pro player as far as like if coaches can, oh, we've got illegal sanctions going on. I'm going to bounce and I'm going to go here. You know, let's go to Indiana, Kelvin Sampson. All these things are going wrong at Oklahoma. Guess what? I'm coaching Indiana now. And he can leave and coach right away. Look, I did think there was something that should happen with kids, but again,
You got to pick on Kelvin Sampson?
Because he's dirty.
All the coaches out there.
Because he's dirty. But I was pulling for Houston this year because I like the team. But that being said, you know, he gets to go coach that first year. I think players should be able to play the first year, but I do think there should be some restrictions on how many times you transfer, man.
Man, my dog's hurt, man.
They're barking?
Yeah, their right foot, the back heel.
Then you said,
it's killing me, man.
I don't know. Like, did you tell me you think you have gout or you
yeah,
might
I'm
have
gonna
it?
Get, I'm going to get tested. Going to get the thing done Thursday.
Do you know what they do for it? Or I've never had
Whips,
it. I know
Whips
Bob
told me.
Yeah, I know Bob Haney's had gout really bad a couple of times.
My dog's barking, dude.
Yeah. My bunions.
Man, I would have to change my entire diet. Yeah. You know how I love fish? That's one of the triggers.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Certain types of seafood.
Is that the mercury?
I don't know what it is, man. Any type
uric
of shellfish.
Acid.
Yeah. Uric acid? It just builds up?
And I love some fish, man.
From fish and alcohol.
Mm. I didn't worry about that part. I just take gummies. But there's no substitute for fish.
I don't like fish a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I just had some. Mm. I love fish. I can eat fish every day of the week, all day.
I wish I was like you. I can't.
Man.
I don't like certain
It's
fish.
Funny because I don't like fishing.
Well, you want to get out of the water.
Let's go fish.
Because you fall in, you might drown.
I'm not drowning.
Well, I just said.
Not drowning.
I mean, it could happen.
No.
Unless someone's there to save you.
No, I can swim.
Okay. Do you love stereotypes?
Well, they come from somewhere. I mean, they weren't just made up.
You know,
I saw you dance before.
Yeah. I've got a high motor. I'm an achiever, an overachiever.
I saw you dance once. It comes from somewhere. Stereotypes. I saw you snap to the beat. Not the beat of the song. You heard the beat.
And 1, 2, 2, 3. Oh, yeah, come in.
Oh, man. World is Stupid at 6:45. We're talking to Jets and Zach Wilson in the 7 o'clock hour. Man, Ed's not around for that. I wonder how he probably has no feelings about that whatsoever.
No,
Zach Wilson.
But you knew it was happening.
It had to happen. But on the other side, Birds on the West Coast. Some of you right now are doing what I'm doing. At least we're going to do after the break. Yawn. Late baseball. Orioles. Angels. We're talking O's baseball up next on The Fan.
The Big Bang. Update from the yard. On 105.7 The Fan.
The Angels down two. It's Trout taking strike three.
Definitely the heartbeat you want on the mound. I mean, he's just so in control. Obviously been there a lot of times. You know, that situation there would get away from a lot of guys, but he was totally in command and under control and made huge pitches when he needed to.
The he was talking about was Craig Kimbrough. And did you guys see the ninth inning? Am I putting you on the spot? Because a lot of people didn't. Did you see the ninth inning?
I watched some of it this morning, but no, I did not make it.
Did you see the ninth inning, Joe? That was the worst strike zone that I've seen in a while. Yeah, he was under control, and he got the strikeout. The strike, number one, I didn't think strike three was a strike. The two down the middle of the plate were, they called balls. It was awful. It was absolutely awful.
It's been the ump show all season so far, and I don't even like being the guy. Like, we have a winning record. I don't think it's cost us a ton of games or anything like that. It's just uncalled for of how bad it's been.
It was horrible.
I'm not one of those guys that bitches about, like, if it's on the corner, you know, if the ball is touching part of it, that it's not an easy game to call. So, I'm giving you that. But when you see the ball out completely out of the strike zone by 3 or 4 inches, you're like, there was a pitch that Angel Hernandez called a strike that was like 8 inches over top of the plate.
Yeah. It's like, just ridiculous last night.
How's that possible?
Orioles take care of business 4-2. McCann hits his first home run of the season in the second inning against Detmers. Kowser in the seventh inning also against Detmers. Detmers didn't have a horrible game. He gave up 4 earned runs in 7 innings, but it was not. It took care of that sub-2 ERA. It's over 2 now.
Yeah, look, this team is, it's something else. And now with some of the other moves that have gone on, which I'm sure we'll touch on, and just how, I mean, Westberg was batting third last night.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't? You thought it was too soon?
Yeah.
Well, with a lefty, you got a hot bat against a lefty.
I didn't like it.
All right. I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting to see that.
What did he do?
Well, look. I mean, things happen. I'm not sweating any of the small stuff there. Whether or not he has an O for night or if he doesn't do anything special. But, like, the fact of the matter is, I just thought it was pretty interesting to see that they moved him up, especially after AL Player of the Week back-to-back for the Orioles now.
Now, I think he moved up largely because you didn't play Mountcastle. You hit Arias there. Playing at first base, and that was the reason that you moved him up.
Something wrong with Mountcastle, or
I think just day off.
I mean, it's just a weird one for him to get a day off against a lefty, you know. So it just feels odd. But and then seeing that Ramon was at first, you were like, and then I know he's played there before, so I wasn't even upset at that. But knowing the lefty lineup or a lefty pitcher, and you're going to have your right-handed lineup, you're going to try to get McCann in there some way somehow. Yeah. So then it allows you to DH Rutschman, Santander drop back to the four hole, you know, so it changed some things up.
It did.
Interesting.
It did. Birds, let's not forget the Barry the lead. Albert Suarez taking care of business again. 5 2/3. This cat has gone 11 1/3 innings, giving up no runs on what, 7 hits?
What did they say in Coming to America? I cannot believe it. I can't. Like when the guy came out of the bathroom. Yeah. I was writing on my Telegram service last night. He's like, look, I hope this is real. Everything, like, from an analytical standpoint.
That makes sense.
Yeah, from what's happened statistically.
And he's just flopping it up there.
And we've talked about, like, he's flopping it up there, but his fastball has gone up in miles per hour.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a crazy thing to see, especially against that Angels lineup last night, which I think there's a lot of power. I thought last night was going to be doom and gloom for the O's, and they proved me wrong.
Yeah, 5 2/3 innings, no runs, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. Our bullpen, last night, Michael Bauman, is an issue right now. I mean, Cano goes an inning and 2/3. I don't think they wanted him to go parts of 2 innings last night. They're hoping Bauman get him out of an inning. Webb goes 1/3 of an inning before giving way to Kimbrough, who pitched for his, 6th save of the year. Orioles 15-7 right now, Jeremy. They look like they're starting to hit their stride a little bit.
Yeah.
Going a little run.
And, you know, Yankees lose yesterday after that big hot start. Didn't they feel like last year the Rays get off to that hot start? How are you going to ever catch them?
Yeah.
And then you blink and you're midway through April or more than that, and then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, we caught you.
Yeah.
It feels like
that. And I think right now, technically they've already got in front of the Yankees. Right now, it's too early to say.
Yeah.
But I think before it's all said and done, Jeremy, maybe I'm biased, but I think top to bottom, the Orioles are a better team than the Yankees.
I do, too.
I think they're built better than them. I mean, the only team that worries me in this division would have been Tampa, just because Tampa always does what Tampa does. But it doesn't look like...
I told you, it's a different team this year, man. Their starting pitching staff isn't as dominant as it once was. And I know they're missing some pieces, but again, those guys coming back are coming back off of injury. And I think they may have to look at some of those guys and go, okay, maybe we don't have them this year. Maybe this isn't the Rays year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it only makes them, if they have a down year, it only makes them more dangerous because they draft well. They make trades for the most part. They just ran into this situation where some of the moves they made to try to help them in the run to the World Series didn't work out. They've got a couple of those guys. And on top of it, you lose your middle-of-the-order hitter in Wander Franco.
Mm-hmm.
He was their best player.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Rob? How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You're right, Rob. Those strike calls, that last strike that Mike Trout was pretty bad. He hasn't been really calling that all night.
Yeah.
And for him to end it on that with the bases loaded, we definitely got lucky with that. Plus, it makes me miss the mountain a lot more because Craig Kimbrell's going to take a few years off my life.
Mike, let me say this, though. Yeah, the last one we got lucky on, but we shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place because he threw two of them down the middle who were called balls.
Exactly. And it's been like that all around the league, though. They're like these high strikes, it's just been inconsistent. And I guess they just wanted to go home early, but I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Hey, have a good one, Mike. Yeah, we were lucky he called it, but the umpire put us in that situation in the first place with the bad strike zone. It was like, a moving strike zone tonight?
If you're going to give them off the plate, then do it all night long so that way they can adjust to it. It's the same way where we talked about basketball. Remember the screen with the girls?
Yeah.
And I said, that's a foul every single time. But if you haven't been calling it all game, how do you call it there?
Exactly. All I ask for is consistency.
That's it. And I think that's, as an athlete, that's what you ask for. Because we have to adjust to you. And sometimes that's not what we want, you know.
One time I had a player say to me, coming to the bench, she picked up maybe her third foul. Coach, he's been calling that all night. And I stopped her and said, what did you just say? He's been calling that all night. It's okay. Make the adjustment.
Stop doing it.
He's calling it all night. That's all. So you're saying he's consistent.
Yeah,
I don't like the call, but you're right. He's been calling it all night. That's the same thing with umpiring and officiating in football. I could disagree with you as long as you keep it there, though. Keep it there.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Kind of tired, man. Still up, watched that game last night, so I ain't in the mood.
Oh.
Hey, man. So,
But they won, though.
How you call us and tell us you're not in the mood?
I don't know. Just got me all heads up, man. Let y'all know. I don't know.
Hey, I just called you to let you know, Jeremy, I'm not in the mood.
Hey, Rashawn, who was the starting pitcher for the Orioles last night?
Cerez.
Who?
Well, Cerez.
He's not from Emerson Village, Cerez. What are you talking about?
Sore
ass. No, listen though, man. What's his name?
Come on, man. Say the man's name. The man that hasn't given up a run all year.
Cerez, man. Man, I told y'all I ain't get no sleep last night, man.
Are you suave with the ladies?
Oh my god! Hey, so if they win two out of three, what do they win?
They win the series.
Serious?
Yeah, I got it together, man. I've been working on that, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean. I'm sorry, Sean. Go ahead, man. I'm messing with you.
All good, man. No, man, I'm glad you clarified about Mountcastle, you know, not being hurt. I was a little worried, man, because I guess the guy leading the team in hits with 24 hits, batting over .324. So, man, he's been very crucial to this team this year.
Look at you. And, look at you.
Yeah, man, I came back around, man. You know, that's my guy now.
I've not heard of any injuries with him.
But, you know, like in baseball, too, there's nagging stuff. You could have woke up with a stiff neck. Like, you just never know. It just seemed odd that he got a day off against a lefty.
Joe said his knee swelled up.
Okay. On the flight, maybe?
Probably.
Hey, one more thing, right?
Uh-huh.
He's been eating too much fish.
With that pitcher, right? So if he keep pitching like this, man, I think he gonna wind up being our third best starting pitcher.
Which one?
You know, being the Suarez.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy tonight. My bad.
That's crazy. No, man, because Kramer's been struggling, though, man. You know, so, yeah, he keeps pitching like this, man. He can be our third best pitcher behind Grayson and Corbin.
Yeah, Duerns. Hey, have a good one, man. Suarez. Suarez.
Made my day, man.
Who was he on Bob Any if any? Sore ass.
Suarez.
Aaron Boone gets tossed again, but this one may not have been justified. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. We're on the other side. You heard Jeremy allude to it. Jordan Westberg, what's he laughing at? Wins player of the week
Suarez.
Following Cowser the week before. Did you expect this kind of start from these two? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Who pitched last night?
Suarez.
Right here on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Gunn, at the beginning of the season, we talked about our players that were clicked this year. I had Jordan Westberg, but I didn't have him being this good this soon. I didn't. Not a player of the week in April. I didn't.
You guys laughed at me when I had Cole Irvin just ahead of Suarez as my MVP this year. You know, but no, like the way that Westberg's playing.
Consecutive like, players of the week. Last week, Cowser. This week, Westberg.
Yeah, and hearing all the moves out there for Cowser. And mm-hmm. I don't know what you start for Jordan, but like, I mean, he's just been solid as can be and better than expected, at least in my opinion, because like when you look at the other guys around him, you expected all this stuff. Like if Gunner was starting off this way or Adley, you wouldn't bat an eye on it. You're like, yeah, I expect this. But you probably expected with Jordan. I really like Jordan. He's one of my favorites coming up in the farm system.
Yeah.
But I gotta be honest, when you start watching the other guys, you're like, hey, they look a little bit more talented. Maybe we're not giving him enough credit.
I told you, comparison, the Four Horsemen, you know, he was Tully Blanchard. You know, he just the guy that you look at him at the end of his career and think, man, that guy was awesome. What happened? Why didn't I see that? Why didn't I see that during the time? I think he's that guy. You know, I think once Jackson Holliday gets rolling, Jordan Westbrook's going to be the guy that kind of falls back a little bit in terms of attention, but never statistics, never contribution. He's a lunchbox guy. We talk about that all the time. We overuse that, but he really is. He's a hard worker, and he's out there, and I think he's having a great year. His OPS 999, slugging 613. On base percentage, just under 400. He's 386. I'm not saying those numbers will stay that way all year long. Five home runs as well.
Yeah.
But he's got some pop in the bat. We've seen him early in the season against the Angels, that walk-off hit that he had. It wasn't a walk-off hit. It was early in the game hit. Pushing the ball over the second baseman's head. He's a baller, man. Yeah. He's an absolute baller. He's a pro. I love him.
And I don't know what else you want me to say about him. I mean, the fact that they moved him up to third last night, I think, says enough. And when you're getting that type of production out of the bottom portion of your lineup, and again, look, it was unexpected with Cowser.
Yeah.
We see Austin Hayes pretty much get Wally pipped. I mean, it sucks for him, but like, hey, Cowser's playing his ass off. Things are great there. And then you look at Westberg. I mean, if I told you we had back-to-back you know, AL player of the week, it probably wouldn't shock you. And then when I tell you the two guys it is, it probably would shock you.
It wouldn't shock me because it's been a long time. Joe, when's the last time we had back-to-back players of the week?
Had Eddie Murray, September 13th and 20th, 1981. Before that was Don Baylor and then Palmer slash Ken Singleton. They were co-winners in 1975.
In 81? The last one was in 81?
Last one was 81.
That was
then
Murray,
in 75.
Murray did it back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, and then in 75 you had Baylor and then Palmer slash Singleton, they were co-winners.
I saw Shalimar in 81.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ghostface.
No, I mean, like, this is cool. You haven't seen it in a long time. And, hey, when's the last time we've had three? So maybe
never.
That happens this week. You know, like, would it shock you to see somebody else go off this week?
No.
Or one of the other guys to do it that's already been doing it? I mean, Callis has already started off with that.
Adley's got 8 hits in his last 4 games also.
Well, it's going to get a little crowded because the Orioles have called up Heston Kjerstad.
Mm-hmm.
So that crowd that we talked about creating, you asked for it.
You got it.
You got it.
Toyota.
He's coming up. He's coming up.
You think he's going to play some at first? Because that call-up, what if this is something with Mountcastle? Is it not? No?
I don't think so. I think what's the catcher's name, Joe, that they called up yesterday? They activated
David Banuelos.
Yeah, I think he gets DFA'd again.
That poor guy. Hey, come to Baltimore. All right.
Well, see, he's already in Baltimore. He's already with them because he's the taxi squad guy.
It is funny, though, but, you know, like.
Oh, back DFA'd again.
The other part of this, too, is with Kjerstad coming up, I mean, you do have, I mean, he's a lefty as well. There's a lot of lefties on this team.
Look, I don't know what's going on with Mountcastle. I don't know. I hadn't heard that was imminent. I heard yesterday before the announcement that Kjerstad was coming up. I told a guy, I said, listen, I bet you that he's coming up. And you know, before he triggered, I said, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to do that.
You know the reason why they moved Suarez up? Because it sets up Grayson and Corbin to be back-to-back against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Grayson would have missed the Yankee series had they stayed on normal, like the way that they had everything set up. And with a day off, you have the ability to move it around and make this happen. So, and of course, you want Grayson against the Yankees, even early in the season.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Over Suarez.
They count in May.
Suarez.
It's April. Yeah. They count. They count. Those wins count. Yeah. You can't make up for them. You even have them or you don't. So I love that, moving them around. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. These two guys, Westberg, Kowser, I figured they would be successful, but they are ahead of expectations for me. I thought this would be the June Westberg and Kowser, April Westberg and Kowser.
Can I ask you a really interesting, has your untouchable list grown?
Yeah. Yeah, Westberg wasn't untouchable. Neither was Kowser.
What about Kjerstad?
Not yet. I got to see him.
Okay. I think Kjerstad is approaching my list, but again, it matters the trade. It does. Like, if somebody's coming to you with something.
I don't know yet, yeah.
I know, of substance, and you're going, man, that's really tough to turn down. And when you have a plethora of what you have here. And
you give me a guy who's pitching like a number one, a young pitcher right now who's pitching like a number one, who has 2 or 3 years of arbitration on him. Okay. I'll get rid of one of them.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably looking at somebody from Seattle, a Logan Gilbert.
Yeah, give me one of those guys. I'm all right with that.
Logan Gilbert. I mean, there's some interesting names out there depending on who's willing to move what. Why not call Cleveland? They got 5 damn pitchers in their rotation. Hey, what about that Tristan McKenzie kid? You guys aren't going to pay him. Why don't you send him our way? Let's go get him. I mean, there are options there. So it's obviously something you can do. So, interesting enough.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Jeremy, you said you want to get back in the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went yesterday over there to Exile, and I wanted to do core. Joe was this girl over there doing core, and she was at the station that I wanted to go to. So I kind of looked over. Said, you want to get in with me? Nah, you take some weight off me. You're not making me look bad. This girl was
picking them up and putting them down.
Dude, she was thin. She was super thin, but she was lifting more on the core than I would have been lifting on the core. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Does XL have the same rules that all the other gyms have, that it's frowned upon smelling someone's seat after they get up?
That's frowned upon. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a... It's frowned upon. I thought you
would say grunting.
Oh.
You know, some of the gyms you can't grunt. Ah, you can't throw weights down. So you don't want me. So you don't want to work out then?
You can't grunt?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's the gym, but the franchise gym. You can't grunt. Can't slam weights down.
Well, I get that. I mean, sometimes it's uncontrolled.
I don't get that. What are you lifting? Every now and then somebody's gonna slam a weight down. Yeah. That's just dumb. No, it's not. It's dumb. Is this a gym? Or is this a library? Yeah, where are we right now?
I don't need, like, I'm not complaining, but if it happens, I'm probably laughing, but I don't need Monica Seles back there lifting weights, you know, or the same thing. Who was one of the guys that grunted all the time when they hit it in playing tennis? You know what I'm talking about.
Pete Sampras?
Like, I mean, just loud. Ooh, like, I heard guys back there, they were like, you know, when they're lifting and they're just going nuts.
See what I do. What? Got my earbuds in. I don't hear anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I usually have my headphones on unless I'm talking to somebody, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, mind your business. Work out. If you're working out, minding your business, then you don't hear anybody.
Just wipe off your machine.
There's some heavy lifters in exile. Not everybody, but there are some, and you know, they make some noises.
Oh, there's some big boys that go in there.
Yeah, they are. They are. Somebody asked me, are you intimidated to go in there? No, because they don't bother you. They don't bother you. If you got a question on how to lift something or what the workouts,
they don't bother me either.
Talk to one of them guys. They'll tell you. Sorry. Cool dudes, man.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Barbershop topics surrounding Aaron Boone and his ejection yesterday.
That was great, man. That was so good.
Karen, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you the headline story here, okay? So this is a very, very interesting one where we're going to play What's in My Hoo-Ha. But this is something that women are now injecting, which is strange. That's what I'm saying to you. Strange. So I'm going to tell you this story. I got a couple other stories for you, but this is the headliner. I want to get your take on this. And you said, well, I don't want to give any hints away. We'll tell you all the stories when we come back in the World of Stupid.
I thought that blah was for something else right now.
Oh, my
God.
This room. Joe was just bitching at Rob for having to come in here and told him to keep his rancid ass away from him. And I can't leave the room. And I'm stuck in this corner, and Rob's over there talking about how bad it smells, and then it finally hits me, and I'm like, I got to talk this whole time.
Did I not warn you, though?
Oh, shut up, man.
Did I not announce it?
It doesn't matter.
It's like playing golf here, and the ball's coming at you. I said four.
It's all, like, with all due respect, and then I can do whatever I want. Have you guys heard about the flooding in Dubai? There's a lot of flooding going on. The one thing I didn't know, and I think this is really cool, but I'm putting it in the World of Stupid. So millions of dollars worth of luxury cars are being rescued by raft. They have anti-flooding devices. Have you seen this, Joe? These cars, now a lot of them are still underwater. There's so much of the city that's underwater. But look at this, Rob. It's an anti-flooding device where there's a raft that goes around the car and it just floats around the city until you can go get it, hopefully undamaged that it hasn't run into anything.
Oh, that's on the car.
Yeah. That's insane, man. And they, like, there's... I don't know if you can see more. You see how many cars are out there, right?
Yeah.
It looks like a river of cars. Like, people are going down a lazy river on an
inner tube. What kind of vehicles are those?
I mean, they're all kinds of luxury vehicles, from Bentleys to Hummers to Lamborghinis.
Nothing I'll ever drive.
Yeah. And then there's another spot, too, where you can see how much underwater they are in the parking garage.
You ever had a Hummer?
No. My mom had a Hummer. It was nice. I've never had one, though. Anyway, but how cool is that, though? It's kind of a crazy thing, though, to see cars floating around on rafts. I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's crazy.
That's
how dangerous
money.
Is that, though?
I don't know.
I mean, there should be people out there if there's that much water.
Do you think that those sheiks care about you or their car? How the hell you get run over by a car on a raft? Does it still count? Maybe. Anyway. All right, let's move
That's
on to the next
dope,
story.
Though.
Yeah, it's really cool. This is not so cool. An Australian porn star says her ex shaved his head and pretended to have cancer to cheat with other women.
Oh, that is horrible.
Yeah, Australian porn star Haley Davies claimed her ex pretended to have cancer so he could cheat on her. He even shaved his head to enhance the deception. My ex lied about having cancer so he could have a whole other girlfriend and multiple side girlfriends, she recounted during an episode of the... Adult Entertainment interview podcast, Holly Randall Unfiltered.
If you're really with somebody and you have cancer and you believe it's terminal, Is that what you want to do? Be with other people?
Well, we did the one story where the woman, and Ed said he was okay with it. You weren't, right? Do you remember the story I'm talking about?
I do, but I'm not.
Where the woman was dying of cancer and her one wish was to sleep with her ex before she died.
No.
I'm like, you can go on and do that by yourself. Don't come back here.
I mean, that's what you want to do? I mean, your last days, you want to be with somebody else.
Yeah, then get the hell out of here. I don't want you here. Go away. Davies, who has more than 700,000 Instagram followers, added that her allegedly duplicitous beau put a stop to her birthday celebration when he claimed that he was sick and needed to go home. Would you like to see a picture of Haley? Of course you would. So she's, no, what? Yeah, she's a good looking girl.
I don't understand what he's doing.
Yeah, he doesn't need to. I mean, well, look, there's that old adage.
Yeah.
No matter how hot a woman is, there's some guy, anyway, some guy tired of being with her. Whether that's fair or unfair, guys. She said she saw the photos of him that night with another girl, saw the message, and then she knew. All right, let's get to the main story here. What's in my hoo-ha? We're playing another game. This is something that's being injected by women to boost their sex lives. And I will tell you, it comes from an animal.
Boost their sex lives. Injecting in them?
Yes. Joe, do you have a guess, too? Can you see my screen?
No, I can't.
Is it a liquid? Well, it has to be a liquid.
It's from a fish.
Like the blood of the fish?
Do you want to know what fish? Salmon.
Oh. Mercury?
Nope.
I don't know.
Salmon sperm. How about that? Salmon. That's right. These women will try any fin, as it says in the New York Post. Did you like that, Joe? Any fin? Yikes. To improve their sex lives, women are paying $500 to have salmon sperm injected into their vaginas to help their floundering sex lives. A lot of older women come to me and say they're not having any kind of sexual arousal anymore. An aesthetic nurse who runs a clinic in London, her name's Amanda Azapardi, was talking about this, said, we do the O shot. And they're reporting stronger and more frequent orgasms, increased natural lubrication, greater sexual arousal. So for the older ladies out there, an O shot, O, is a non-surgical treatment intended to rejuvenate the vagina, increase sexual arousal. Now, look, with our relationship with LifeMed, we've seen a lot of interesting new age things. I got to talk to the guys over there, make sure they ain't getting any salmon sperm in.
Hey, Vinny, go get a live salmon. How do you get salmon sperm?
Like this? Right? Isn't that how you do it, Joe? No.
It's like how you got the machine like for the horse.
Yeah. I don't know how you get it, but does this
just go to a fish farm. Like they just have farms full of salmon. They probably just do it that way. It's like a side thing you do with beyond selling them for the
So that's
meat.
Your side job. What's your side job?
Definitely a type of job.
Yeah. I get semen from salmon. You get salmon semen? Yeah, that's what I do on Saturdays and Sundays. the alliteration from the New York Post. I mean, this just sounds so silly to me, but again, we've heard stranger things that are helping, with other medical stuff.
I don't think I've heard anything stranger than that.
Salmon semen.
Yeah, I think that may be the strangest right there.
It's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much. Did the New York Jets fail Zach Wilson? We'll talk about that at 7:30. But on the other side, our barbershop topic of the day, another New York team, baseball. Aaron Boone gets tossed because of a fan sitting above the dugout. Is he a victim of his own reputation? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.